Hello, this is George.
Hi, George. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I spoke briefly with Darlene. Just wanted to follow up with you guys. Our bank had mailed out a financial offer to you guys, and she told me to follow up with you. And basically, it was based on some past financing you guys did, maybe like a capital loan last year. And based on that, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. Just wanted to kind of circle back with you, see if there's anything in the pipeline where you guys might need some financing.
Well, we might be in the financing for a little bit, about 25 grand for some equipment. This is a lot's going to depend on what comes up in the next week or so with a couple projects I have in mind.
Okay, what type of equipment are you guys looking to get?
It would be kitchen equipment.
Kitchen equipment. Would it be brand new or used?
Oh, brand new.
Brand new.
Yeah,
It's like
brand new.
ovens.
Actually, some refrigeration and some oven. Yeah,
Okay.
actually, cooktop, flat top cooktop.
Oh, refrigeration and flat tops. Awesome. And so it'd be 25K total for those? Okay. And do you guys have so are you guys replacing those or just additional for your kitchen?
It's just some additional. We're looking at changing the menu some and adding some new items to enhance our sales through the Sunday brunch, and we would need that equipment in order to be able to do it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Sunday brunch is like such a great way to increase business, right? So do you guys would you need anyone new to operate it, or the chefs that you have now would be able to use like the flat tops?
Oh no, it'll be the same people we have now would be able to operate it.
Okay, awesome. And so when do you like need this by?
Well, I would be making a decision probably sometime late next week or early in the following week. We're looking at sometime in October, making a decision like the first week of October.
Okay. And how long have you guys been thinking about getting this?
Just recently, I got some quotes from a couple of the equipment manufacturers and stuff, and just moving from there to try to figure out what all we need and giving them some equipment specs and things like that.
Okay, so you have a quotes for everything so far?
Yeah, we have quotes for, I just got quotes in last week for everything, and I haven't been able to go through them all and get some of the other. I've only gotten them from one equipment sales company, so I'd like to get multiple quotes and stuff.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you want multiple quotes from different companies before you kind of settle on which vendor you're going to work with.
That's correct.
Okay. And what do you think your expected return on investment is going to be once you're able to get this new kitchen equipment?
Well, we expect to pay for the equipment within 3 years at max. And then the return on the investment, we're I'm projecting probably about $350,000 in sales based on the increase in the revenue
Oh,
for
wow.
having those additional items.
Yeah, so that's definitely worth it if you're only investing 25K and you can make up like the projected is 350.
Yeah, well, that's a gross. So, your net profit is probably going to be around, for us, we're looking at around a 15% net profit or something like that.
Okay. Still not bad though. Still more than what you're paying for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So still
Yeah,
the numbers
definitely.
make sense for you to go through with this. And so with the vendors that you're looking at, have you worked with any of them before?
Yes, we bought equipment from one of the. It's called Central Restaurant Equipment Company. We've
Central
actually
Restaurant.
bought, yeah, we've actually bought equipment from them in the past.
Okay, and then with them, do they offer in-house financing?
They offer a in-house leasing company, and my preference is not to do that.
Okay, did they just not have good rates last time that you went through them?
No,
Okay.
I paid I. The last stuff I purchased, I just paid cash for when I purchased it.
Okay, you purchased it outright last time. Okay. And do you know if they like require a down payment at all?
They do require, if they're going to finance it, I don't know what their, I'm not sure what their financial, what they would require for financing. But I do know that, normally it's just a straight cash for purchase on it.
Okay. So. Okay. So you guys haven't really looked into financing yet?
No. No, not okay. yet. I wanted to get all the information together before I did that.
That makes sense. That's probably a smart thing, so you know exactly what the equipment is, exactly how much it costs, and what you're looking at. But you kind of have a ballpark of the $25,000 total, right?
Yeah.
So
that's,
probably won't
that's
fluctuate.
That's the quotes that I got so far. Like I said, I will get additional quotes for like items, once I start getting a little more serious about moving forward with it. There's just some things I got to make sure that are appropriate before I do that.
No, that definitely makes sense. That makes sense. How would you, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? And it's you and Darlene, right? That you guys are both owners?
Yeah, it's probably somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, and our new restaurant has more than triple the volume of our old restaurant. We've got more parking, bigger, better seating, and stuff like that. So.
Oh, perfect.
It's a much better situation for us.
Okay, that's awesome. How long have you, and is this for the new restaurant?
Yeah, the new restaurant, we've been in business now for 5 months. The other restaurant, we've been in business for 7 years.
7 years. Are they under separate tax IDs or the same one?
Same tax ID.
Same tax ID. Okay, cool, because then we could use the 7 years, because that would get you a better deal.
yeah, they're both under the same tax ID number.
Okay, perfect. And what happens, if you weren't able to get the financing?
Well, I haven't thought about that, really. I could probably go to the bank and negotiate a personal loan or something if that's something that I felt I had to do or needed to do.
Yeah. And then, so that's probably a last resort that you would do that.
Yeah.
Okay. What are sales looking like this year?
Sales are actually doing really good. Our sales at our older restaurant, they're up about 4%. At the new restaurant, we're exceeding our projections by about 15%.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely how you want it to be, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that definitely makes sense. And things are, based on what you're telling me so far, we definitely have programs for you. I would say equipment financing would work really well for you. Basically, it's like a traditional loan, think of it like a car payment, car loan set up on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. And our rates there typically start in the mid-single digits. So, and we don't have any early payment penalties. We actually have a payment, if you pay early, we're a relationship-based bank, so we want to keep your business. So if you pay early, we definitely help you out and give you discounts on that. Since you kind of have a ballpark of what it is, we could actually kind of just go through with the application process if you want to see what you'd be eligible for and what our rates are. And so basically what that would be is, it's a really simple process. We have a one-page application. We'd need 6 months bank statements, your most recent business tax return. If you don't have 2015, 2014 works along with the extension. And then... Oh, you have 2015?
Yeah.
You guys are on top of it. And then it would just be just the ballpark of what you think the quote is, or even the quotes that you have now. And then as you get the additional quotes, we could kind of tailor it from there.
Okay. Right now I'm kind of working on an inventory system right now that I've got to get completed. So is it something you could email me and then I could take a look at the application and go from there?
Yeah, I can definitely email you. What's the best email to reach you at?
It is GEORHODES at charter.net.
Okay, wait. At charter.net. G E O R H
O D E S.
Okay, it's GORHODES.
DES at charter.net.
Perfect, at charter.net. Okay. I'll definitely go ahead and send you an email here. And then I'll probably follow up with you tomorrow just to make sure you got the email.
Okay, very good.
All right, well, it's been good talking to you, George. So I'll send this out in a few minutes, and then we'll just kind of keep in contact from there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.